Today I will be reading from Merchant of Venice. In Shakespeare's time, no Jew had been legally present in England for several hundred years since the Edict of Expulsion in 1290. However, stereotypes of Jews as moneylenders remained from the Middle Ages. Historically, moneylending had been a fairly common occupation among Jews, in part because Christians were not permitted to practice usury, then considered to mean charging interest of any kind on loans, and Jews were excluded from other fields of work. At the same time, most Christian kings forbade Jews to own land for farming or to serve in the government, and craft guilds usually refused to admit Jews as artisans. Thus, moneylending was one of the few occupations still open to Jews. Shylock is a Jew who lends money to his Christian rival Antonio, setting the security at a pound of Antonio's flesh. When a bankrupt Antonio defaults on the loan, Shylock demands the pound of flesh. This decision is fueled by his sense of revenge, for Antonio had previously physically insulted and spat on him in the Stock Exchange of Venice dozens of times, defiled the sacred Jewish religion, and had also inflicted massive financial losses on Shylock. Now to the play, Merchant of Venice. Salarino says, "Why, I am sure if he forfeit, thou wilt not take his flesh. What's that good for?" Shylock, "To bait fish withal. If it will feed nothing else, it will feed my revenge. He hath disgraced me and hindered me 500,000, laughed at my losses, mocked at my gains, scorned my nation, thwarted my bargains, cooled my friends, heated my enemies. And for what reason? I am a Jew. Hath not a Jew eyes? Hath not a Jew hands, organs, dimensions, sensions, affections, passions, fed with the same food, hurt with the same weapons, subject to the same diseases, healed with the same means, warmed and cooled by the same winter and summer as a Christian is? If you prick us, do we not bleed? If you tickle us, do we not laugh? If you poison us, do we not die? And if you wrong us, shall we not seek revenge? If we are like you in the rest, we will resemble you in that. If a Jew wrong a Christian, what is his humility? Revenge. If a Christian wrong a Jew, what should his sufferance be by Christian example? Why, revenge. The villainy you teach me, I will execute, and it shall go hard, but I will better the instruction." Hello, and welcome to the Existentialist Podcast, the home for interesting short topics related to medicine, current events, literature, and poetry. This is Donald Harvey Marks, a believer in reason, ethics, and social justice. I am a third-generation veteran, physician-scientist, inventor, and writer of medical fiction under the pen name Dmitry Markov. Most of the topics I present in the Existentialist Podcast are chosen from my personal writings, essays by me or among my favorites, fiction books, and poetry. I also include readings from important literature, including Shakespeare, along with helpful introductory contextual information. You can find a lot of information about me on my personal blog, dhmarks.blogspot.com, which you can find by Googling personal blog for Donald Harvey Marks. In addition to almost all of the articles I have written, you will also find on my blog my list of favorite books and movies, my bio, blog sites that I follow, and useful links. You can contact me directly using Telegram Messenger at DH Marks. And now to the podcast, The Existentialist.